You're about to start saging. Like, what the fuck?
I checked my wallet for some reason.
I haven't even touched you yet.
I love the yet in
Where's
there.
My wallet?
Where's my wallet, dude? Okay, hold on. I gotta tighten this bitch up. And then I'm gonna need you to do me a favor. Put those down for a second. I need you to clap on three. One, two, sorry. Yeah, your hands weren't apart, so I knew you were gonna have to go like that. It was gonna take time. So one, two, three. You're fucking me up by having your hands closed. Keep them. One, two, three. Okay. It's so I can audio sync the videos to the match the. It's a. Hey guys.
Is that a whole thing?
It is. Because visually, I have two separate videos starting, so I have to have some sort of continuity between the two videos so that they start at the same time. Clapping is the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Love you. What? Who said that? It's weird. All right, kick us off.
Welcome back, guys. This is new for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Is this our New Year episode?
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Yes. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Well, almost New Year.
2026.
Does this release on the 31st or on the 1st?
What's it, whatever Wednesday.
Give me a second, chat. Hold on. Please hold.
Give me a second, chat.
31st. Happy New Year's Eve!
Okay. Yeah, whatever. But that's the first one. We're doing it like this, where we had our Crypt Keeper write this episode for us.
Yeah, so we don't. Yeah, we have no fucking clue what this episode's about, really.
Yeah.
We're going in blind. We're trying a new format. We're checking out to see if this
we're
is something.
We're trying to get away from the monotony of. Because when I do an episode, I read it, and I read it, and I read it, and read it, and then I read it.
And then you have to present it and read it.
Live.
Yeah.
The and only by other then, it's like, I'm beating a dead horse.
Yeah. The only other way we could have gone around that is if I do the episode and have him read it, but then I'm still listening to it.
Yeah.
So it's...
This is a way for us to both be able to read, learn...
And react
genuinely.
Not that the other episodes weren't genuine, but it's harder.
Yeah. It's hard for me to make jokes in my episodes, and it's hard for him to make jokes in his
it's
episodes.
It's not. I'm great at what I do. Sorry, I'm humble.
Yeah, I see that. It's written right on your forehead. Hang on.
This fucking guy. Fucking amateur hour over here. I also have to send a text message.
Okay. We're good. Sorry, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. Oh, you're texting anyway. Cool.
No, you're good.
So. Ooh,
sorry, hold on. I forgot. The AC just turned on, and I wanted to pick up on audio.
Scarfing them down. Fuck! What's that? Is it sugar-free? No. Sugar makes me nauseous. Well, too much sugar. Like, if I have a Sprite, I can have, like, half of it before my stomach starts hurting really bad.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't know you were a fucking loser.
I just stopped drinking sugar.
So shout out to our Crypt Keeper for coming up with this story. Hope you enjoy it as much as I hope we enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm excited to start reading. I'm like trying to figure out how I should read this. So.
Well, first of all, have we even done a proper intro? I don't think so.
They already know who we are.
So I'm Jonathan.
I'm Kellen.
And we're the Spooky Guys. Okay. It feels right.
I just like doing them whenever.
Just throwing it in randomly? Yeah. That's fun. That's a good bit.
I don't like feeling like I have to...
Follow a format?
Yeah. Stupid.
Tighten it.
We're going to do one where our intro is at the very end. I'm Jonathan. And I'm Kellen. And we are the Spooky Guys.
And thanks for listening. We are the Spooky...
This is Day Spooky. Play the very end. Play the intro music.
At the end?
Yeah. And then it comes back on and we're like, thanks for listening, guys.
It's like, what? What happened? What is going on here?
It'll happen one day.
We'll get him. Okay, so tell me about what... So, Kellen's narrating. We're still going to swap narration.
Who's narrating?
Kellen. Sorry. Daddy is narration. He makes me call him that in private.
Hey, you gotta get me off these fucking wooden... Fucking chairs, goddamn it.
I'm gonna buy new ones.
Bitch, pay me. I'm just kidding.
Hey, if there's a furniture store out there that wants to sponsor us and get us comfy chairs or gaming chairs or anything, hit us up at thespookyguyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll shout you out all day.
I'll shoot you.
What's that one you gave me? The razor?
Razor.
That one's slick. Your mic's falling again. Your mic just doesn't want to today.
I swear it doesn't happen all the time.
So in the quiet hours, actually, hang on. Let's go back. This is
the story of a girl.
I'm going to see if I can pronounce this right, and I'll let you read it. The hunt for Yazir Abdel Saeed.
Jonathan, if you're reading this, you're a bitch. Why would you do that to me? Oh, the full true crime narrative. The 12-year shadow. Okay. The hunt for Yazir Abdel Saeed. Yes. Cool. We're both. Dude, why does he look
very
Mario?
Very similar to Saddam Hussein and Mario. So in the quiet hours of New Year's Day 2008, as most people woke to a fresh start, the city of Irving, Texas was about to become the center of one of the most haunting murders in modern American history.
It's where the Alamo happened.
The Alamo? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Alamo happened in...
I know. I'm not from Texas, so I don't actually give a fuck about the Alamo, but I know it's very significant to Texas.
And it happened in Alamo, Texas.
This happened in Irving, Texas, you dumb bitch.
Go on.
Sorry. A cab abandoned by the service by the entrance of a hotel held a grim discovery. The bodies of two teenage sisters, Amina and Sarah Saeed, within minutes. Because I haven't read this before. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Within minutes, police realized that they were not dealing with a random act of violence. The killer had been close to them, too close, and he was gone. So I take it. Their fucking dad killed them.
Well, their bodies, yeah.
Stomach hurts. So the manhunt that followed would stretch across 12 long years, spanning countless false sightings, broken leads, and a trail of silence woven tightly by family, loyalty, and fear. At the center of it all was one man, Yazir Abdel Saeed, a father whose control, suspicion, and rage finally escalated into murder. You know, I should have just kept reading instead of...
The pause?
Yeah.
See, but it's difficult because we haven't read it, so we don't know. It's, yeah.
And I can't read like I normally do. Because how I normally do is I skip words because I've already read it, so I know what to say.
Right, because we talked about this.
I stuttered right there pretty bad.
I heard it.
I'm just going to leave this in, people. You can just...
There's like when you read, and it's a thing, like some, not nouns, but there's some words like the, of, he, yeah, she, they.
You can, your brain skips.
You can start skipping it because you're like, oh, this only makes sense if those words exist, so I can skip through it and you can fucking plow through reading. But anyways, yeah, we're both going in blind, so... Hey, I'm so proud of you. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
My dog, Frodo.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
But to understand how that New Year's Day unfolded, we have to go back decades to the origins of this troubled family and the slow escalation of fear that had been building behind closed doors.
Starts with MK Ultra. What a callback.
That'd be amazing. So, the early life and the making of a fugitive.
Okay.
Yazir Abdel Saeed was born in the coastal city of Arish, Egypt in 1957. He came to the United States in 1983 on a student visa, beginning a new life far from the world where he grew up in. 4 years later, he married Patricia Tissy Owens. Tissy? They always had weird nicknames back then.
Was that a nickname?
Yeah, Tissy. In quotes.
Why Patricia Tiss? I don't understand the connection.
Well, there's so many people called Kitty all the time. And a lot of
that are Patricias? Or just in general?
Anybody's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I thought that was like a sexual thing.
No, it's just weird nicknames they had for people. Oh.
Yeah.
Sexual.
I don't know. I don't yuck people's yums.
I don't know. I don't know many people that call it a kitty.
You call me Big Churro.
No, I've never said that.
I'm pretty sure I've heard you say it.
No.
Yeah. I even recall you intimately looking in my eyes when you did it.
I wasn't looking at your dick. That's not the big churro.
It's not. Big churro comes out the other end.
So Yazir was 30. Even then, the age gap, the power imbalance, and the cultural pressure already foreshadowed a marriage built less on partnership and more on dominance.
Okay.
So Tissy was only 15 at the time.
How old was he?
30. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
No, okay.
You can't make the joke, but we know.
Yeah, we know.
You know exactly what we're thinking.
People hanging out in high school parking lots.
That's so fucking weird to me. If you're... Yeah. We've said this before.
I think we've hit this
So many fucking times. Wow. If you're fucking 18 plus, get the fuck out of high school. Stop. Yes. Drop out. No, don't drop out.
Stop hanging out in high school parking lots.
Yeah, my God. Go get a job. Fucking go to college.
Asshole. Stop working construction. Get out of town. Go experience the world.
Did you say stop working construction?
Yeah.
That's oddly specific, but you're not wrong.
I'm not.
No, the amount of people
Say, tell me I'm wrong.
No, they were either doing asphalt or they were either doing,
and they're driving around the big truck, and then they go sit in high school parking lots.
And just rev it for no reason during lunch.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's like a mating call.
What the fuck? It's a mating call.
It is.
All the fucking exhaust rolling
up. Oh, there's that black smoke.
Oh, man.
Oh, Caleb with an
EIGH. My kitty's wet.
Oh, did you see how much Zin he packed? He's so hot.
Oh, my kitty.
Oh, my kitty. Dude, I heard he can buy nicotine without a fake ID now. That's so hot.
Yeah, because he's like 30.
Dude, he's the smartest kid in senior. He's like, yeah, he's the teacher, you dumb bitch.
He's balding, you dumb fuck.
He says I'm mature for my age.
Gag, stop. All right, that's too far. All right, so she was 15, Yasir was 30. And even then, the age gap, the power imbalance, and the cultural pressure already foreshadowed a marriage built less on partnership and more on dominance. Over time, the couple had three children, Islam in 1988.
That one got you, huh? That one really fucked you up.
That one fucking got me. And Sarah in 1990.
So dumb. So dumb that that's the one that broke you.
I don't know why.
Yeah. So they founded...
No.
No, we can't.
No,
we
that can't. Was too long. No. You can't go after religion. All right. We had that whole episode that was like, fuck the Catholic Church. That was mostly me. I'm over here. Hey, don't go after church.
Stop that. That's rude.
You know what? Fuck them. All right. So Yasir eventually gained permanent residency.
Same.
And then... USC 97.
Actually, as of the time of this episode...
You're a citizen now, aren't you?
No, not a citizen. I'm a permanent lawful resident. I can now apply for citizenship, which is a whole other process.
Hang on, let me call ICE.
Wait. Yeah, what do you think I keep asking
you for? I gotta call them off.
You gotta call them... No, it already showed up in the mail.
Like, God damn it. He got his paper. Where were you?
I see agents coming out of my cabinets. What the fuck?
I thought you hear the toilet flush. He walks out with toilet on his boot. He's like, God damn it.
All right, boys, pack it up. My tree walks out. What the
fuck? Your computer stands up.
A dude painted like my wall just peels off.
The cum stain on his forehead.
I was like, man, you are dedicated to your craft.
What is that stain on the Dragon Ball Z poster on your ceiling?
First of all, that's impressive because these are high ceilings. That's,
oh, man.
That's
man.
Mine
are short. Okay, so he got his citizenship in 97.
The trick is you have to squeeze at the end. And it
oh, for getting it up on the ceiling. I'm like, are we talking about poop now?
Nah, you got to hold it.
Okay, so on the...
Let it build pressure. You ever shaken a soda can?
Put your finger on your taint.
I like to put a little wad in the front, you know, kind of like I'm loading a musket.
I like to put a gob of hot glue right on the tip. I leave it there for exactly 36 hours.
Afterwards.
No more. No less.
I set a timer.
But
36 hours, or the exact time it takes to get through a season of Grey's Anatomy.
I hate how long that show is. So on the surface, he was a hardworking cab driver.
He was calm and ready to drop bombs. Wait.
But inside the home...
Kitty spaghetti.
The reality was darker.
Sorry.
Is this meat sauce? Grandma, your spaghetti tastes weird.
We just have so much more room to be funny.
So Patricia would later allege years of abuse, verbal, physical, and emotional. The children! Children especially, Aminia and Sarah. Okay, so he never went after Islam, and I think that's something.
Wish I could say the same about the government.
So Aminia and Sarah would eventually tell authorities far worse stories, claims of physical violence, accusations of sexual abuse, and life governed by strict control. You know, they should have
their own show. Wait, sorry.
Who are the brothers that killed their parents?
Oh my god. They had the TV show, the show come out recently.
Yeah, just recently. Yeah.
The Menendez. Netflix.
Yeah, the Menendez brothers. They should have just Menendez their parents.
I still don't know much about the Menendez brothers.
Really?
Yeah. It's a later episode.
Rich kids came up behind their parents just with shotguns over and over and over and over and over.
Over and over?
Over and over and over and over.
Jesus.
Call the cops saying that they found their parents dead.
They're covered in blood.
You know, and then, like, weeks go by, and the cops are like, you know, these kids are spending an awful lot of money because they bought, like, restaurants and shit.
Yeah.
And then...
Hold on. Wait a minute. Just really quickly. Were the cops suspicious because they weren't grieving?
Yeah. They weren't grieving. They were just spending money.
Okay. I would just like to point out Erica Kirk has gone on a fucking WWE world tour with pyrotechnics after Charlie Kirk's death.
That's a way to grieving.
Okay.
Hey, that's like step three of grieving is pyrotechnics. Step four is anger, so let's get ready for that.
Step five is winning the world championship.
Step two is banging the vice president. So
that's true. I only wish Charlie Kirk could have lived. Not because I agree with any of his morals. He was a piece of shit human. But just so I could watch him get cucked by J.D. Vance.
Oh, you're so powerful.
Your eyeliner's on point, J.D. Vance.
Oh, he does.
He does do it.
It's a unisex shade. Just kidding.
Hey, I'm not knocking it. Just admit you do it.
Just like your cologne. It's a unisex fragrance.
No, it's not. It's for women.
You're like, no, it's... specifically for the female.
It's a pheromone. I'm trying to get you to fuck me. Fine, I'll fuck you.
Patricia. I already did that part. Stop, you're throwing me off. Surveillance was part of life.
Sorry, I'll
surveillance I'll was part of life. So surveillance was part of life. Yazir would secretly videotape and record his daughters. Ew, fucking.
What the fuck, dude?
You fucking gross bitch. He watched their behavior obsessively. They were young teenagers, but to him, any laughter, any smile, any interaction with the outside world could be interpreted as disobedience, disrespect, or dishonor.
You want to take that line again?
What?
Interpreted it.
Interpreted?
There you go.
Oh. Did I?
You kind of fumbled over it a little bit. I know. Anything with more than two syllables is a little rough.
It is.
No.
But I nailed disobedience, disrespect, or dishonor.
Yeah, because you were in the army.
Jesus.
No, because those were the antithesis of the things that you learned.
I'm like, I did not. I was a very good.
Yeah. No, that you were not those things. You were the opposite of those things. But to know those things, you have to know the opposite of them.
Okay.
You're a good boy.
So Amina once said that she soldier? Was afraid to. Ew, don't
imagine if drill instructors talked to. Sorry. Stupid bit.
Who's my good little
soldier? Who's my good little soldier? Me, Sergeant!
Me, Sergeant!
Who's your good little shooter?
I hate you.
I didn't see you in camo class earlier today. Thank you, Drill Sergeant!
Once said that she was afraid to even use public telephone because her father gets in everywhere. He knows everything. It was paranoia. Or it wasn't paranoia. It was experience.
Who does this sound like? It's wild.
Yeah.
It is uncanny. It
don't worry, we didn't cut anything out. You didn't miss anybody. We're just not... We know who we're talking about. That's why we don't have to say anything.
Yeah, all I have to do is just prod my thumb on his butthole, and he knows what I'm talking about.
So, I don't know if this is... We should just read this as, like, a next chapter. Control. Fear.
And the girls' private lives. What the fuck is going on?
As the girls grew older, their attempts at building normal teenage lives only strengthened Yasir's control. Sarah took an after-school job at a convenience store most parents would see as a young person learning independence.
Yeah, initiative.
But to Yasir, It was a threat. He began videotaping her at work, watching her closely, and punching her for something as simple as smiling too much at customers.
Punching her?
Punishing her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, he just rolls her into the store, right hooks her, and just dips out.
Amina, strong-willed and deeply aware of her father's dangerous temper, found pockets of freedom at Taekwondo classes. There, she met Joseph...
Didn't help her, did it?
...Moreno. No, apparently not, because she's dead. You sick bastard.
I'm sorry.
A boy who had become both her boyfriend and her escape plan. But from the beginning, she lived with constant fear of being discovered. Even when Yasir traveled out of the country, she imagined him watching her from afar, binoculars trained on her. Sorry, I'm not laughing at this. I'm just like, damn, that fucking sucks.
I cannot begin to imagine. I've been very thankful that growing up, like, yeah, I've had my family. Yeah, I've been coddled. I'm the only child, sure. But they've also, like, let the reins go and, like, let me live life.
Yeah, you got fondled.
I wasn't born Catholic.
No, by your uncle.
What? Whoa.
That's what you've said on several occasions.
That's crazy. I've never said that. And even if I did, that's a story I want to tell on my own time when I'm ready. Not for you to out in public. So my uncle molested me.
This is like an every episode thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just gaslighting you now. Maybe I'm uncomfortable talking about it. Maybe I'm not ready. Cut the cameras. Gaslight. But to have somebody monitor
the amount of gaslighting you just did was
insane, right?
Very toxic.
You're welcome. Yeah, but to have like a family member constantly monitoring you, and not in a like, oh, I hope they're safe kind of way.
Yeah.
But in a waiting for you to fuck up any second kind of way. Did you ever have anything like that? I guess in the army. You were under, you know, the peering eye of Uncle Sam. Oh, so you are also molested by an uncle.
If you want to put it like that.
Trauma sure, bonding. Why not? You might want to tilt the mic towards you more.
No.
Stop, steps, dad.
She imagined him watching him from afar with binoculars trained on her. She developed code terms so she could warn Joseph not to call or text her if her father was watching through her phone. So if she was ever paranoid that her dad was like watching through her phone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She'd have, like text him a code word.
Like Funky Town.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I really love that song, Funky Town. What the fuck is this bitch talking about? Oh, dad.
He forgot the code word. He texted her, what the fuck?
Why'd you keep texting me kumquat?
I guess, how do you think, what year was that? 2008, 2009?
Mm-hmm. So they didn't really have smartphones. Like it was still teen. They were, I think 2008, we were
slowly. It was starting to rotate over, yeah.
Slowly getting into data and everything on the phone. Hey Siri, when did iPhone first launch? Not 10, I said first launch, you stupid bitch. 2007 was the first iPhone.
Okay.
So 2000. So yeah, that's when they were starting to get the app stores and everything. So yeah.
That the lighter.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's
and
so
like
funny.
Smashing bugs.
Those were
literally like the most popular things on
the was the app that the screen would flash like police sirens.
Yeah. People got in a lot of trouble.
Yep. That. That's why the app doesn't exist anymore.
On your phone. I'm just kidding.
Flappy Bird. Well,
Flappy I still Bird. Have an iPhone 3.
You still up and running. Jesus. 30-pin charger.
I had an iPhone 4 or 5 that had Flappy Bird on it. And I wish I had sold it because they were selling for a lot of money.
I didn't hop onto the iPhone train until I started doing content.
Your porn. I tried to hold it together.
You tried. Yes. Follow the link. You can see my butthole for $5.99.
The link. add a link. We can cut this part out, but add a link and have it be like something really fucking stupid.
We're not going to cut it out of the video. We'll cut it out of the audio.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to create an OnlyFans page with just one video that was $5. And it was going to start with me taking off my shirt, and then it was going to hard cut to me just sitting in a chair, clothed, just being like, you sick fuck. And just staring at the camera for like 5 minutes. And then I was going to have it hard cut back to me.
Right when you're about to get naked,
you should pop into the screen like on your normal videos, and you're like,
do the spooky reaction to my own video. That's good. I might do that, actually. I keep covering myself getting naked with my own
face.
That
would be fucking gold.
Okay.
And yeah,
you like drop trowel, and instead of your ass, it's your face.
This is my face. Like, what are you doing here? Did I tell you I sold a shirtless pic of me for $100?
Jesus, really?
Yeah. I was, this was PAX, no, Gen Con. So in like June, July, I posted a video on Instagram. One of my buddies was like, hey, like leave the hotel door open. Cause like he was going to meet me there. We were going to fuck off in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't wait to, on the public post, he's like, oh, I can't wait to sneak in there and cuddle with you. I was like, joke's on you. I sleep naked. Ha ha ha. Some other random dude sends me a message. He's like, why don't you show us a picture of you naked? I'm like, no. Dumbass. I took a picture of the
dark.
That
was your thinking of it face, though.
That was, I was like, but I took a picture in the dark. I was like, I sleep. You should have asked for the lights on, dumbass. I'm naked and you can't see it. He's like, I'll send you $100 if you take a shirtless pic. And I had just gotten out of the shower and I was like, bet. So just pose on the wall, took a picture. I was like, send me the money first and you'll get your picture. Venmo's me. Send him the money. Or send him the pic. He's like, dude, that's so hot. I was like, whatever, bro.
Dude, that's so hot.
I'm just in a towel.
I'd do that for $100.
For $100? Fuck it. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Fuck.
Next time I'm going to be like, dude, I'll show a hole for $500.
Yeah, I'm like a dog. I'd fucking do anything if you pay me.
Anything?
No. Not anything.
You heard it here. You heard it. I have two cameras. I have audio. You heard it here. Hold on, let me go get my piggy bank.
You smash.
Ceramic breaking.
Like, I have $4.58.
What can I get for that? I love you.
You just spit in your hand. You're like, what do I?
I want to take you away from all this. So anyways, back to a regularly scheduled.
So one day, Yasir found a handwritten note Amina had written to Joseph. She tried to dismiss it, insisting that it was for an imaginary boyfriend, a fiction created out of fear, but Yasir didn't believe her. His suspicions sharpened and the tensions between them grew more dangerous. The pressure escalated when Yasir took Amina to Egypt, allegedly to arrange a marriage between her and an older friend of his.
Gross.
Yeah. Amina refused. It was one of the first clear signs that she would push back, even if the consequences terrified her. So the family moved 25 miles to Louisville.
Is it Louisville or Louisville?
This one's Louis. L-E-W-I-S.
Wow, I'm a fucking dumbass. Yeah, okay.
Fucking dumb shit. Louisville. Texas, a fresh start.
Dude, the people that lose it over the whole Marilyn Manson thing the other episode, that was not a bit, people.
No, like, I'm really just dumb.
He is a dumb motherfucker.
I swear to God, because I heard Manson, I was like, dude, the rock star?
He's like, fuck, yeah, Charlie, bro.
I'm so confused.
We'll do the Charlie Manson story. We'll talk to the Crypt Keeper. Dude, she has a really cool...
Or he
has a very cool idea for February. So 4 episodes.
They just stab us. Yeah, here's your own fucking episode.
Four episodes, and each starts with an L, like L-O-V-E.
Oh, cute.
It spells out love, but it's like lies and deception, obsession,
ovaries,
violence, and escalation or something like that.
That's kind of, okay.
But, or I think she's doing vampires for V.
Oh, interesting.
But, yeah, it's like a bunch of different things that...
Oh, you know, she can make it themed and do, like, crimes of passion.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Oh, okay. They or he.
I keep forgetting.
Just gonna have to bleep that.
That'd be hilarious. We just gotta do a really long one.
Just nonstop. They're like, what the fuck's going on with my thing? So anyways, gonna marry his daughter off to some...
Yeah, so the family moved 20 miles.
Habibi, I give you daughter.
Habibi. To Louisville, Texas.
You give me 2-7-Eleven, I give you daughter.
A fresh start. At least for Yasir. For Amina, it was a setback. Still, she planned her escape. She and Joseph wanted to run away. Marry in Las Vegas. Nice.
Okay.
And Bill...
How- So, how old are they at this point?
I don't know.
That's right. You didn't write.
They're teenagers.
Are they still teens?
I'd assume so.
Are they like early, like late teens? No. Like out of high school teens?
No.
Okay, so still in high school.
Yeah, like okay. Probably like 17.
Okay.
16, 17.
Gotcha.
That's my safe bet of like, hey, you want to marry my daughter? But I'm like praying they're that at least that old. I don't think so. And it makes me uncomfortable. So he dropped out of high school.
Man, that answered that question. Fuck. We just had to keep reading. Is this what it felt like when I would ask you questions ahead of time? Yeah. Fuck.
Fucking asshole. So she and Joseph wanted to run away and marry in Las Vegas and build a life free of the shadow of her father's threats. Okay. He dropped out of high school to work and save money for their future. He later said that Yasir regularly threatened to kill Amina and that she believed him.
Amina? I hardly know.
No! The home was a battleground of fear and silence, and the walls were closing in. The final attempt at escape.
I've seen Shawshank.
Just days. Shawshank. Just days after Christmas 2007, Amina and Sarah made a desperate move. Along with their mother, Patricia.
What the fuck was the enunciation? What the fuck? Know. Along?
Like, it's a surprise that yeah. Patricia was tagging along.
Come on, Tissy, get in the fucking car! It's like Helldivers fucking waiting for him to get in the fucking shuttle.
Dude. So we were playing Helldivers, and I had the bomb on my back, and he's like, pushes the button, and it activates. And we're like, fuck, get in the shuttle! So we both dive in, and it's flying away. He's like, oh, I'm glad it didn't go off and it's flying away. It's like, huge. He's like, he's like, are we alive? I was like, I don't know.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it was just massive, like, boom, up in the sky.
In the sky. I didn't know it would still activate.
I didn't either. It was amazing.
Good to know.
Yeah. He put one on and I activated it. I'm like, go dive in that bug hole. And he was like,
just yeeted himself in there.
And the ground, like it took out every bug hole in the area except for one.
It was one of the large nests. Hell yeah.
So I just walked up and like tossed a grenade in.
Cannon fodder.
Jesus. He was so happy to do it. All right. So just days after Christmas 2007, Amina and Sarah made a desperate move along with their mother. They fled Texas. I get it. Texas sucks. So the destination was Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah. We were bitching about Texas. Okay. I know. Oklahoma's by the way, shout out Scotty. Fucking hates Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I've been there. I was there for his wedding.
Oh, Scotty, that comedian?
No. Well, I guess technically he's not really a comedian. Big mustache, Scotty. Fitness Scotty. Scotty, I hang out with Scotty. Scotty, influencer Scotty. Scotty loves Fallout Scotty. Scotty got married recently Scotty. Scotty from Tulsa, Oklahoma Scotty. Scotty, yeah. Short King, Big Cock Scotty. Scotty.
Show me a picture.
Of his cock?
Anything. Oh. Goddamn. I just need to see. Maybe I'll recognize him.
Scotty.
That is a huge cock.
I told you. I
all right, kidding. So. They want to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, far enough to breathe, but close enough to feel the danger chasing them.
The fuck?
The way I read that, they're like, okay, I need some air, but, you know, him chasing us is kind of hot.
This is the problem with book talk and all these smut books. God damn it.
God. Just the way I read that made it sound like that. So I'm going to leave it. They stayed with relatives of Amina's boyfriend. For once, the sisters felt the possibility.
Again, what's with the weird emphasis on words?
Of safety!
Not safety, for once.
Yeah, for once. They felt the safety. I know. But! Just kidding.
But!
Yasir bombarded Patricia with phone calls, his own and from other relatives.
Dude, 2008? Their fucking cell phone bill must have been insane.
And you can't block back then. You're like, fuck!
Yeah, dude. And so, do you think he had to wait till weekends for the Freeman?
It depends on the plan back then, remember? Because you could pay unlimited minutes.
Which was like $50
data
extra.
Data was really expensive, but minutes wasn't too bad.
That's true. And then text messages ended up being like unlimited at one point.
At one point, but I remember it being pretty expensive. I remember I learned what texting was, and I texted my friends
some nudes.
Jesus.
That was in eighth grade. I got in trouble for that.
Jesus. Okay. Fun little Jonathan lore here. Middle school, I met somebody through Neopets that was allegedly a girl. Stop. It was allegedly a girl. We did end up talking through MSN Messenger Live, like video chatting, and it was a girl my age. And we ended up texting a bunch. One day, my father, and she's from New York. So one day, my dad gets a phone bill for like $2,000. And we're like, what the fuck happened? Like, who keeps messaging this number in New York? And I'm like, yeah, who's that fucking idiot? Like, that's long distance calls and text. And I'm like, that's crazy.
So it was an actual girl?
It was an actual girl.
Oh, I'm over here dying. I'm like, it's a dude.
No, it was an actual girl my age. But I accrued over $1,500 in long-distance texts and calling fees. Good for
you. I had a RuneScape girlfriend in sixth grade.
Hi, it's me. I've been here
like
this whole time.
It was like bizarre chick something. And then, anyway, I always had like this inkling that it was a dude.
But you did nothing about it?
Because we never like video chatted, talked, anything like that.
You send a dick pic, they send one back.
But I never like...
This is bigger.
I never like sent gold or anything, but I'm like, yeah, it's probably some like old fucking...
Perv.
So, looking back at it now, I'm surprised I didn't
I'm surprised none of us... Yeah, dude.
The internet, the early internet.
I had fully made plans at one point in middle school with this girl to go see her in New York.
Bitch. No, it was a dude.
It was a dude.
Is that new girl that you're talking to? Is that the girl you're talking to again?
is she the one from middle school? No.
Full circle.
That's so funny. Now the other one was Puerto Rican. The one in New York, obviously.
Oh, I was like, the other one?
No, the one in New York when I was in
New York. So what's this current one?
Half Chinese, half British.
No. Name anything. Oh, my God.
Sorry. I was like, you want her like, you want her 23 and me?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No. I just want to know things.
You can call her Tay.
I want to know who's dating my stepson's dad.
Her name's Tay. Tay.
Tang?
Tay. Like okay. The first half of Taylor, Tay.
Okay. Is her full name Taylor?
No. But out of respect, I will keep it.
Okay. She just prefers that then.
She prefers that with the public. I use her full name.
Oh, with the Publix?
Publix.
Okay.
Ew. Sorry. I just, Publix just got me all of a sudden.
Yeah. That's how this story got me. So no end and kind of grossed out.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well,
so this is my last episode with the spooky guys.
I'm happy for you. If he's real, I'm happy for you.
It's just my dad. He's playing the long game.
Dude, that'd be wild. You're like, I'm flying to Mexico of all places.
Yeah, it's weird. They want to meet me in Mexico. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's actually like really close to where I grew up.
It's my dad in a wig. I can't tell it's him.
He's like, spank me, you say no. And he's like, I'm so proud of you.
I've seen that stupid fucking gif. All
right.
So anyways. Kiss me.
Sarah always. All right.
Bring it back.
Sarah, always the more compliant and afraid of confrontation, reluctantly agreed. Armenia refused. She hid at her friend's house, terrified and furious that her mother would even consider returning to Yasir. But Patricia drove to her friend's house, banged on the door, and insisted Armenia come with her. She told her that Yasir had forgiven her and that the girls needed to return. Armenia resisted, begging not to go back, but Patricia pushed her until her daughter had no choice. Okay. Years later, Patricia's decision would haunt her, and many would question whether she knew what would come next. So that was in Christmas of 2007.
Okay. I thought we said 2008. Earlier.
We did. I'm right. I'm about to.
My bad.
Okay.
I'm doing the thing.
New Year's Day, January 1st, 2008, Yasir told Patricia he wanted to take Armenia and Sarah out to eat. Aw.
What a nice fatherly thing to do.
That's what my dad did right before he left us and abandoned us.
Well, at least he didn't kill you like these ones.
He killed me in spirit.
But physically.
No.
No.
I could have taken him.
You had a pretty easy go at it when it came to the father figures.
Whatever.
Oh. He took care of us and then he randomly left.
I wouldn't say he took care of us.
No, he probably didn't.
He had crippling gambling addictions that we ended up having to pay off.
Hey, I bet he won sometimes.
He did not.
Okay. Damn it. I tried. Jonathan's dad, the one listener we have in Mexico. Hi. The one. You suck. Funny. I tried to defend you. I can't do it.
Nah, I didn't. You kind of ended up being a piece of shit. But you're my piece of shit. Call me. I miss you.
So we wanted to take them out to eat. Patricia tried to accompany them, but he was like, nah, dog. I'm taking my kids out.
Nah. He's like, nah, I got this 2v1. What? Huh?
Dinner.
Yeah, I said dinner. You know, you called it a 2v1. What's that about? What are you talking about?
He said he needed time alone with his daughters.
He's plating up. Yeah.
So he led them into his taxi cab, not his private vehicle.
He was going to charge them? That's crazy.
He led them into his taxi cab, his workplace, to the very environment where he controlled the wheel, the route, and the doors. He drove them to Irving, Texas. The exact conversation inside the taxi will never truly be known, but at some point the atmosphere shifted from tense to lethal, and Yasir pulled out a gun and shot Aminia twice, and she died instantly. Sarah was shot 9 times. Bleeding, terrified, and desperate, she managed to dial 911. Her final words were a frantic plea for help. My dad shot me. I'm dying. I'm dying. And then 2 more gunshots. The taxi was found abandoned near the service entrance of a hotel. Inside were the bodies of the 2 sisters whose lives had been defied by fear and whose final moments were filled with unimaginable pain. Yasir was nowhere to be seen. He had completely vanished. So the one...
Now you see her, now you don't.
I'm glad the one daughter died
fast. What the fuck?
I'm glad she died fast, because that last... Getting shot 9 times, that would suck, dude.
That would suck.
Goddamn.
Technically 11 times, unless it was 7 times and then 2 times.
She was shot 9 times.
Okay, so 7 times and then 2 more times. That's crazy. That sucks.
11 total. Yeah, shot 9 times, was able to call 911,
and then
got shot again. The vanishing and the myth of escape. In the days following the murders, rumors swirled. Some believed he had fled to Egypt. Others claimed he was driving a taxi in New York or hiding in New Jersey.
He's just wearing a fake mustache on top of his real mustache. Can't tell it's him.
He's wearing completely clear glasses like Clark Kent. Yeah. And they're like, Hey, how's it going? What's your name, Yasir? What was his last name again?
Saeed.
Saeed. He just goes by Saeed Yasir.
Are you related to the no relation? Oh, okay. Okay. You know who you look like? Starts loading gun. You look like Jimmy Kimmel.
So, some believe that he had actually fled to Egypt. Others claimed he was driving a taxi in New York, hiding in New Jersey. The FBI investigated each of those leads, but none had ever been confirmed. Patricia filed for divorce in 2009, a gesture that came too late for the daughters that she helped bring home that fateful night. In 2014, the FBI... What? What's so funny?
During divorce proceedings, being like... when it comes to the custody of the... Never mind, this is going to move right or wrong, actually.
And when it comes to the custody of your son, Islam. Just, yeah. Okay. You said he's missing? Oh.
So last seen in the back of a cab?
Anyway. Have your kid. Bye.
Kiss your kids. Not in the weird way.
Yeah, if you're a dad.
Not in the Yasir way.
I know someone that kisses their adult male children and male female children.
When we say, okay, hold on. No, wait a minute.
On the lips.
Okay, like, now hold on.
Like, hey, how are you?
That's a cultural thing.
It's white people.
So it's okay if it's not white people?
Because it's cultural.
Yeah.
White people
Sorry. No culture, okay? Nope. Not here.
I mean, incest is your culture.
Yeah, maybe in Alabama.
I was just thinking about this before you showed up, and I was like, why do we shit on Alabama so much? I can't remember what prompted it. I wonder if we're going to do it again. Bam! Fucking nailed it. Here it is. Yeah, because I'll give my mom, like...
No, I personally know people.
Yeah.
Like, no, I will not kiss my mom on the mouth. That is disgusting. I will kiss my mom on the cheek, because I love my mom. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I can see why you do it. Cultural.
She's hot.
Tucker, your mom.
I love you, mom.
Hang on.
You good? That one got you? Yeah.
Yeah. That one really got me. Okay, hang on.
Bring it back. Come on.
Bring it home.
Yep. Take it from the top.
What were we talking about?
Me kissing your mom.
Oh, no, before that.
Oh, sorry. Me kissing my mom.
Before that.
Culture.
Okay. So, yes, I know a white family. And, like, you can get mad if you think, like...
I'm not getting mad. I think it's fucking great.
If someone in particular
I've never felt so close to you.
And gets mad and thinks that I'm talking about them, it's probably because I am, because your family's gross.
Yeah, the call's coming from inside the house.
Yeah. So...
You're like, crying.
That was so funny, dude. That was so fucking funny. God damn it. You got me again. Okay, so... Like, the highs, goodbyes, whatever, it's like grown-ass adult male son.
White male son,
white
specifically.
White male son.
That's so funny.
There's no culture. There's no culture in this family. And, like, walks up and he's like, hey, dad, how are you? And he's like, hey, son, lip to lip.
Okay, hold on. I don't think I've ever... Yeah, I kissed my grandfather on the cheek.
But not on the mouth?
No, but my mom or my grandma, I've kissed on the lips. Like the old...
When I was a child, yes.
As an adult still, as a goodbye, like a peck.
No.
Like, that's just a cultural thing for us, where it's like, okay, love
you. I can see, like, pecks on the cheek. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen, like you're saying, peck on the mouth in some cultures.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, your weird culture. But
yeah, but it's
weird,
not like, all right, mom, I love you.
Yeah, no. Fuck, but like a peck. Them, it's literally like a smooch on the lips with his dad. Mwah! Like, what the fuck?
And it wouldn't be so weird. It wouldn't be so weird if he didn't put his hand on the back of his head while
dude,
he does it.
Like, they hug. They hug and do it. It's gross.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the fact that it's 15 seconds of contact is what does it for me.
No, it's like, mwah.
That's, yeah, okay.
It's like a smooch.
See, no. Mine is a... All right, see you guys.
No,
love you guys.
It's a... Mwah.
Oh, see, no, that's a lot.
Hug, embrace,
see, the fact that you
smooch,
got multiple
mwah.
Syllables in that... Mm,
yeah.
It should be... Mm.
Yeah, it shouldn't mean them. It's mm.
Not for you guys, no. But for us, all right.
Yeah.
Good seeing you guys. Love you. Bye.
Right? But theirs is a... Mwah. And then the daughter... Grown daughter... Mwah. Hug, lips, bye, dad.
Oh, bye, grandpa. Oh, grandpa, it tastes like dad's asshole.
Yeah.
So you see her.
But this is the same family.
Oh, no.
She slept with her cousin and was thinking it was okay until she was like 15 or 16. And then he was like, I think this is gross. And then she got mad and said he was raping her and like started sleeping with her brother. Yeah.
Who are your...
I know this family.
You need different family members.
Yeah, I know this family.
Are they related to you?
They're not related to me. But I do personally know this family.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We need to get you more colored friends.
I have a lot. These are not my native friends. These are my white friends.
No, trust me.
My
you
native
have to
friends
tell.
Are actually pretty normal compared to my white friends.
God, Jesus Christ, dude.
All right. So she filed for divorce in 2009. You know, super late. In 2014, the FBI added...
Ma'am, why are you filing for divorce? I just worry for my children.
You know, my husband, he killed my daughters.
Yeah, you know.
I don't want that to happen to him.
Yeah.
And her son's like, hey! On the fucking couch.
Why is he fucking...
What?
Why is he...
He said hi!
Why is he so loud about it?
Why is he not?
Fair.
Maybe he's excited.
Oh, okay, we're good. We're so good. This might be our best episode.
This is fun. This is like good. This way. All right. $100,000 reward was offered.
$1,000? That's it?
$100,000. Oh. So $100,000 reward was offered, and the case gained national attention. For 6 years, he remained on that list. A shadow, a figure, a ghost. A shadow, a figure, a ghost. Who seemed to...
That's a t-shirt.
Who seemed... That should be. The you shadow, should make that yeah. tonight. Who seemed to slip through every net cast by the federal investigators. But he was never far away.
What do you mean he was never far away?
In August of 2017, a maintenance worker in Bedford, Texas, unknowingly changed the course of the investigation. While performing a routine work in an apartment rented by Yasir's son, Islam, he saw a man who looked exactly like Yasir.
It was Islam.
Islam's like, no, it's just me.
No, I just aged really badly.
When detectives showed him a picture of the fugitive, the worker confirmed the match. Later that evening, officers visited the apartment. Islam was agitated and uncooperative. And during the interview, he actually had made a phone call and said three words that raised alarm. I'm going to laugh really hard because this isn't three words. It's four. We have a problem. Maybe it was we have problem. We have a problem. Is A or, a word? Or is A a letter?
We have a problem.
We have a problem. We have a problem. By early morning, authorities executed a search warrant. The apartment
was empty. Oh, God, I thought they just murdered him. I thought they just executed him.
So by early morning, they just shot him in the fucking face.
Looks like another suicide.
This is Texas, bitch. So a sliding glass door was open. Outside, a bush lay crushed. Branches broken, as if someone had jumped from the balcony.
Go on.
Probably wasn't the, you know...
The dad.
First bush he crushed.
No, the first bush that got crushed was George Bush Sr.
In Iraq, when they lost.
Thank you. Up top, for historical reference.
We should probably Google that.
They didn't fucking win, that's for sure.
Watch, my mic's not even plugged in.
I've been watching, making sure
we're good. That'd be hilarious. Later that evening, oh, there we go. Executed a search warrant. The apartment was empty. A sliding glass door was open. Bush was crushed. Next to it was a pair of eyeglasses. Inside the apartment, investigators found cigarette butts and a toothbrush. These items were sent to the FBI laboratory in Quantico. DNA testing confirmed that they had suspected. No, it's Quantico.
Quantico.
Why is the T silent?
Why is the K silent in knife?
It's not.
Knife?
You can hear it if you try. Knife. It's just because English is not your first language. Just kidding. Silent knife.
That's fine. Holy
knife. Okay. DNA, you know who it was? Yasir. Whoa.
The FBI just sent a report back. Yes, this is indeed a toothbrush. It's like, no, you idiot.
This is... Ah! He cleans the toilet with this! We put it in our mouth to taste it. That's how you get DNA, right? You shove it in your mouth, yeah, and you swish it around, and then you spit into the cup.
Into a tube, yeah.
Yeah. God. At least that's what they had me do with my sperm sample. So
fuck, I was going to make the joke. God, I was going to say, that's what they did to me at the sperm bank.
They're like, here, taste this.
I was like, yeah, no, that's sperm. Like, how do you know?
That tastes like my... Michael's.
Interesting. Jot down notes. What are you writing there?
What are you writing down? Who's Michael? Who?
Michael Jackoff.
So 3 years passed after the Bedford incident, and it was August of 2020.
Fuck.
FBI agents began a 24-hour surveillance on a home in a small town of Justin, Texas.
We thought it was COVID.
Had connections to both Islam, the religion.
And the person?
And... No, I'm just kidding. To both Islam and Yasir's brother, Yasir. Why'd you look at me like that? Because I was waiting. Yasin?
God damn it.
Yasir?
Stupid. Hey, do you see her? You don't.
Remember, if you see her, you don't. Is that their sister? You see her. You seen. You don't.
You seen. You see her. You saw.
So agents watched movements carefully over several days. They saw Islam and Usain.
Sorry, just an agent. Cup of coffee. 36th hour coming up. Hey, you see anything? You see her. Just him staring at him, just like.
Yeah. You seen anything? And he's like, yeah. You see her.
You just.
We talk about two different
things. That's why they couldn't catch him, because every time you see her, you see her. What does it mean? Are you confirming or questioning?
So they saw Islam and you see her come. Are you seen? Bring the items. But what caught their attention was the presence of a third figure.
I went all white person.
You did?
Let's look at it.
Oh, a shadow. Let's go play with it.
Oh. And the one black guy in our group just leaves.
It's Yasei.
I lost my spot again. I closed my eyes. I was laughing so hard. So the third figure, a shadow, inside the home. It was inside the home when both of the men were gone.
So it's either really haunted
or
there was a break-in.
Yasir's up there. Or they have a girlfriend that's unaccounted for. So someone was being kept inside. Someone was being hidden. The unmistakable assumption, this was Yasir. Turns out, it was Osama bin Laden.
Turns out it was ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Antifa.
After a week of surveillance, federal agents obtained a search warrant. It's just a search warrant. It's not a searched warrant. Anyway. They moved
Shut
in
up. On keep reading.
August 26th, 2020.
That was only 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
That was right before I started plowing your ex-wife.
It's funnier because it's on the paper. Just kidding. It's not, but that'd be really funny.
It's funnier because four other guys could say the same thing.
All right, so the unmistakable assumption is that was Yasir.
So stupid.
Inside, they found the man who had evaded capture for 12 years, Yasir Abdel Sahi.
Adele?
Abdel. Oh. He was taken into custody without a struggle. Little bitch. So the same day, authorities arrested Islam and Yasin in nearby Ulis. Both men were charged with harboring a fugitive, accused of helping Yasir hide from law enforcement. Federal investigators later revealed that they believed other family members may have been involved in this as well. After his arrest, Yasir... What the fuck are you laughing about?
Have we seen his brother, Yasin? Is that his name, or are you telling me you have seen him?
Yasir.
Yeah, seen.
Yasir. What about his sister? Yasir?
No.
Like, it's a question. He's like...
Yasir? This is
no,
a whole...
No, I'm asking if there is a sister.
Who's on first? What's on second?
Fucking...
So, Yasin? No, Yasir. So, his sister? No.
So, he was transferred into... Or put into federal custody in the Dallas County Jail. Prosecutors charged him with capital murder. Let me do that again. He was charged with capital murder, but chose not to pursue the death penalty. The trial began in August 2022. In court, Yasir used a translator and denied everything. He claimed he wasn't present during the murders. He tried to shift blame onto imaginary threats, insisting someone...
Go on.
Imaginary threats. Insisting someone else had targeted the girls, but his story unraveled under scrutiny. After 3 hours of deliberation, the jury found him guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility.
If I was the one locking him up right before I closed the jail cell, now you see her. Now you don't.
Some stupid ass superhero one-liner.
Walking away, writing it in his notebook. Yeah, that's a good one. It's gonna make the
autobiography. I'm gonna tell my grandma that.
Yeah.
When I get home, because I live in her basement.
Yeah, after I kiss her on the lips.
Stop. I don't know if the grandma was involved, but.
God damn it. Is that it?
No.
Oh, that's a weird way to end.
So after 3 hours of deliberation, he was found guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. His son, Islam, had already pleaded guilty the year before to harboring a fugitive and conspiracy to obstruct justice. He was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison.
Damn.
His brother, Yassin. Yassin was tried in early 2021. He claimed he hated Yassir for what he had done and insisted he would never have helped him willingly. But the jury disagreed. He was convicted and sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Today, Yassir sits in the McConnell unit in Bee County, Texas. His days as a fugitive are over. But the story doesn't end with his imprisonment, because the legacy of this case is carried through the memory of Aminia and Sarah, the two girls who sensed coming long before the world knew their names. Okay, so doing it this way is a lot of fucking fun.
It is a lot better. Yeah. I do enjoy this.
Thanks for listening, guys. Leave reviews, please. Leave comments.
If there's stories that you want us to cover and talk about, the more obscure, the better, personally. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still want to go over, like, the big ones, you know, the big serial killers and the big hauntings and all that kind of stuff. But if there's something, like, local that not a lot of people know about, let us know, and we'll try to research it. And, well, the Crypt Keeper will research it and get us something. But, yeah, this was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
This was fun.
I enjoyed myself. Yeah, let us know if you enjoyed it. And I think this is coming with our official launch of Patreon. Well, it's not a Patreon episode, but Patreon launches the day after.
Yeah. So keep an eye out, because we're going to be doing a bunch of fun stuff for the new year. We're going to get we got t-shirts, we got merch, stickers. We've got the behind the scenes footage, the unedited video, which usually gives you at least another 20 minutes of content that doesn't end up getting cut out.
Yeah, sometimes. Because sometimes a lot of the laughter will get cut out, or...
Yeah, there's some lulls in some conversation while we're like...
I'm like, pay me for that one, because that's bad.
Or if we ever do an episode and we're like, that's getting trashed, we'll release those for the Patreons.
Yeah.
We're going to call it The Graveyard. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But thanks for watching and listening.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, this was good. This was a good one.
Hopefully we just don't think we're funny and we're actually funny. All right, anyway.
Okay. Well,
stay spooky, guys.
Bye. Love you.
Is there a button you have to press? I'm going to leave this in too. Imagine. I'd cry. All right, bye.
Go fuck yourselves.